The Marijuana Policy Project, a group based in Washington, D.C., has identified 10 states as places where the organization plans to wage an active campaign to legalize marijuana by 2017, and Vermont is on the list. Matt Simon is the legislative analyst for the group.
Vermont's been ahead of the curve for some time, being one of the 20 states that's approved marijuana for medical use, and now a state that has decriminalized. So the legislature here is certainly well-informed about marijuana policy issues. I believe they've been ahead of the curve, and I see no reason why they shouldn't be ahead of the curve as states move towards regulating marijuana.
Two states have legalized marijuana, Colorado and Washington. Simon says a decision by the Federal Justice Department not to interfere with the implementation of these laws has opened the door for other states, like Vermont, to pass similar legislation.
I think the votes in Colorado and Washington last November were certainly a moment at which two states had actually legalized marijuana, and the federal reaction is going to be to allow them to move forward implementing those laws. And I think lawmakers in Montpelier and elsewhere will be watching that process closely.
One person who will be keeping a close watch on the developments in Colorado and Washington is Governor Peter Shumlin.
I'm thrilled that they're going first. I think that we can learn from them. I don't think Vermont will be the only state that watches closely. And I would predict over time that you're going to see other states join Colorado and Washington State in a sensible legalization law.
Shumlin says he supports the legalization of marijuana, but he says he's in no hurry to have Vermont lawmakers consider this issue.
I believe that legalizing and taxing marijuana in the future for the states is going to be the direction this country takes, and Vermont should be a part of that conversation. But I am not either willing or proposing to do that this year. It's just not the top of my agenda.
A legalization bill was introduced at the State House last winter. Representative Susan Hatch is the lead sponsor of a bill that would regulate and tax marijuana, much in the same way that the state currently deals with alcohol. The legislation faces an uncertain future because House Speaker Shap Smith says the bill is not one of his priorities for the 2014 session. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.